The 1976 U.S. presidential election was a pivotal moment in American history, held against the backdrop of a nation grappling with the aftermath of the Watergate scandal and the resignation of President Richard Nixon in 1974. It was a year of political recovery and reflection, where the American electorate was seeking a new direction after years of distrust in government, economic turmoil, and social upheaval. The candidates in this election embodied distinct visions for the future of the country, and the outcome would shape the next phase of American politics. 1976 was a landslide. On the Democratic side, the nominee was Jimmy Carter, a former governor of Georgia who had spent the campaign emphasizing his status as an outsider and reformer. Carter's appeal was based largely on his reputation for honesty and integrity, qualities that resonated deeply with a public disillusioned by the corruption exposed by the Watergate scandal. His message of restoring confidence in the government was a powerful antidote to the cynicism that had taken root in the political landscape. Carter positioned himself as a candidate who could heal the divisions in the country, untainted by the political machinations that had marked Washington for years. His campaign was characterized by a combination of progressive ideals, an emphasis on human rights, and a promise to bring transparency and fairness to the Oval Office. On the Republican side, the nomination went to Gerald Ford, the incumbent president who had assumed office after Nixon's resignation. Ford had been a relatively unknown figure before taking the presidency, and while he was seen as a decent man who had done his best in an extraordinarily difficult time, he was burdened with the unpopularity of his decision to pardon Nixon. Ford's campaign lacked the dynamism of Carter's, and his efforts to present himself as the steady hand in a time of crisis were overshadowed by the lingering fallout from Watergate. Ford also struggled to generate excitement within his own party, as many conservative Republicans were disillusioned with his moderate approach and perceived lack of ideological fervor. The state of the nation in 1976 was one of uncertainty and frustration. The economy was recovering from a deep recession, but inflation and unemployment were still concerns for many Americans. The oil crisis of the 1970s had led to gas shortages and rising prices, and the long, drawn-out conflict in Vietnam had left many Americans questioning the country's role in the world. At home, social movements had gained momentum, including the civil rights movement, the women's liberation movement, and environmental activism. These movements had changed the fabric of American society, pushing for greater equality, environmental protection, and social justice. But despite these shifts, there was a sense that the country needed to take a step back and reassess its priorities. The 1976 election became a referendum not just on the candidates, but on the direction of the nation itself. Jimmy Carter's message of change resonated with a broad segment of the electorate, particularly those who were tired of the corruption and division that had plagued the previous administrations. Carter's appeal was strongest among working-class Americans, African Americans, and younger voters who were looking for an alternative to the status quo. His emphasis on human rights and international diplomacy also played well in the context of the Cold War, with many Americans hopeful that a fresh approach to foreign policy could ease tensions with the Soviet Union. Carter's advocacy for the environment, as well as his promise to reform government and reduce the influence of special interests, helped solidify his standing as the candidate of change. Ford, on the other hand, struggled to connect with voters. His pardon of Nixon had not only alienated him from the political left, but it also created a perception among many conservatives that he was too willing to appease the establishment. His attempts to present himself as the leader who could restore stability to the country were undermined by the sense that he was a caretaker president rather than a true leader. Ford's campaign was also hampered by the fact that the Republican Party had not fully reconciled its divisions following the tumultuous Nixon years. His inability to rally the conservative base left him vulnerable to Carter's more unified appeal. The election results in 1976 were a decisive victory for Carter. He won the presidency with 297 electoral votes to Ford's 240, carrying 23 states compared to Ford's 27. While Ford was able to secure a solid base of support in the Midwest and West, Carter dominated in the South, the East, and key swing states such as Pennsylvania and Michigan. Carter's victory was seen as a landslide not only because of the electoral margin, but also because of the broad-based coalition of voters that supported him. His victory marked a significant shift in the political landscape, with the South, which had long been a Republican stronghold, becoming more competitive for the Democrats. Carter's victory was also notable for his strong performance among African-American voters, who supported him in overwhelming numbers, as well as his ability to carry key urban centers. In retrospect, the 1976 election can be considered a landslide, not only because of the decisive electoral margin, but also because of the widespread nature of Carter's support. It was a clear repudiation of the status quo and a vote for change. Carter's message resonated with a nation yearning for renewal and a break from the scandals of the past. In many ways, the election marked the end of the post-World War II era and the beginning of a new chapter in American history. Had the Republicans won in 1976, the nation's trajectory would likely have been very different. Ford, as a moderate Republican, would have continued policies that were rooted in the traditional conservative agenda of the time, favoring a more limited government and prioritizing the interests of business and the wealthy. A Republican victory would have likely meant a slower recovery from the economic hardships of the 1970s, with policies that did little to address the pressing issues of inequality and social unrest. The conservative shift in the Republican Party, which gained more momentum in the following decades, would have been hastened, potentially undermining the progress made in civil rights, environmental protections, and other areas of social justice. Ford's presidency also might have prolonged the disillusionment with government that had taken root during the Nixon years, as his policies might not have done enough to address the deep structural issues in American society. The public might have remained skeptical of the government's ability to act in the best interests of the people, prolonging the cycle of political cynicism that had taken hold in the wake of Watergate. Carter's win in 1976, by contrast, offered the promise of a new direction. His leadership helped to restore some degree of faith in government, and his focus on human rights, environmental issues, and government reform marked a departure from the conservative, business-oriented politics that had dominated the country for decades. Carter's presidency, while ultimately marked by its own set of challenges, set the stage for the resurgence of progressive ideas in the 1980s, even if many of those ideas were soon overshadowed by the conservative wave that followed under Ronald Reagan. Still, the 1976 election remains an important moment in the history of the United States, a defining moment in the national consciousness that emphasized the desire for change, healing, and hope after years of turmoil.